Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dave Rowntree, co-author of the soon-to-be-released Demon Street USA, author of Paranormal Technology, an all-around science geek in the paranormal. And when I'm not doing anything, I sit around and chuckle to the antics of the Mallard Report.
The opinions expressed in the Mallard Report are those of the hosts and participants and are not intended to and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of any simulcasting radio network or sponsor. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions.
It's the Mallard Report. Yeah, the Mallard Report. The Paranormal Talk Radio Show with Jim Mallard as your host. See what lies beneath any paranormal activity. Go inside a world that others don't want to see. It's the Mallard Report. Yeah, the Mallard Report.
Welcome to the Mallard Report. I must apologize to my live affiliates. I don't exactly know what's going on. I've got one time at 1 o'clock, and I've got another time at another o'clock, so if I'm late, I'm sorry. Anyways, tonight's sponsor is Spectrum Light, the best infrared IR boosters available. Significant light illumination gain made with Sony infrared cameras. Visit SpectreState.com. Also, follow them on Twitter. And if you're following me on Twitter, you've seen some articles wrote by Gary. He's an amazing writer as well, so hopefully he keeps posting these articles so we can keep shooting them around Twitter as well. Okay, my guest tonight is Kimberly Simon. I'm going to call her Kim probably just because I know her that well. How are you tonight, Kim?
I'm good, Jim, and I'm really excited to be here with you. It's fun because we haven't talked to each other in quite a while now.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
It's been a while, but you're always there with little – when I have questions, you're always there.
What is that, the snake in the weeds kind of deal? I don't know.
No, it's because you care.
Yeah, I like prodding people that I know that need, you know, it goes both ways. There are times that people, you know, I'll get a message from somebody that just at the right moment when you need that little pick-me-up or that little, hey, you're out of whack or either way. So.
Yeah, that's actually I didn't know that when I first, because I met you, 2 years ago? I forget.
It seems like that long ago, but I don't know.
It was a while ago, and I just remember I had no idea because you're this mix. You're this professional, you know, radio host with your opinions and your stand, which is a lot of integrity, by the way.
Thank you.
But you also have this really caring heart side that, you know, takes care of everybody. You're a great mix, mister.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's the thing. People often, I don't know how, I don't want to sound egocentric because this is what it's going to sound like, but people that know me from afar think I'm this ego-driven maniac, and I'm not really that person. But I do have that tendency because I want my show to be number one, and I want this, and I want that. So, you know, if you don't take the time to know me or don't take the time to interact with me, you'll never really understand who I am. So.
No, and that's so true because it's that, like, your drive for excellence and, you know, you're constantly, I mean, you're very, it is in full integrity, but I will say, you know, you're obsessed with the show. And I know the effort that it takes to do a good job, and you're always looking to improve and to bring new things forward. And so, yeah, I feel very blessed, fortunate to have met you and to find out the other side of you that isn't always obvious. As you say, unless we get to know you.
Yeah, and I take the time. I take the time to get to know everybody that puts forth for effort to get to know me. So, mm-hmm. The joke is, I'm so hard to find. Nobody can find me.
How can this be?
I don't know. So enough about me.
All right.
Let's talk about you. Who are you, and what do you do?
Yes, Kimberly Simon is my name, and I am a transformation coach. Call it a creative emergence catalyst. And what I'm working with in my life is transformation. There's some alchemy involved. And it's really just working with energy and helping people create life change in ways that, you know, bring a sense of freedom and a sense of less effort. And it's not so much, you know how a lot of times you think, well, I want this, so I will create this. It, in my mind, it's more about, oh, well, I'm part of that creation. I am the creator of that. But what is meant for me? Because what is meant for me to move into is going to bring me so much more than what my little mind could plan for. So it's kind of, there is imagining involved, and there's commanding involved, and there's creation involved. But it's really about getting to know all of who we are, including the parts we've denied and shoved away, so that we can live that real adventurous life that meant for us. And it's really full, but it does ask a lot. I think I ask a lot of people, because I'm truly asking people to give up everything they think they know to see what's true now. And it's not easy, but it's easier than what we've been doing, if that makes any sense. Like, we're so used to doing it the hard way and doing it the same old way. Like, stepping out of the comfort zone, even if the comfort zone isn't that comfy, it's known. We know how to manage it. And I'm actually asking people and helping them move out of that comfort zone to see what can happen. That brings all their skills, all their past experience, everything they truly love, their gifts, forward. And it is about the sacred in the everyday. I used to say, you know, I can clean a toilet and bless the toilet and have an experience doing that. Now, that's taking it to the extreme. But you know how we tend to separate? Like, I'll go meditate on Friday night, and I'll go listen to this wonderful show on Tuesday night and feel all good and feel like I'm with my crowd, and then I go back to my ordinary day that I don't love so much. I don't want that separation. It's like we're separating it for no reason. There is no separation once we start to experience the fullness of the whole.
Yeah, you have
does
to.
That's making any sense?
Yes, you're making a ton of sense to me. Of course, I think we've been through this before, and we've talked past through this all, so it makes sense to me probably a little bit more than some other people that may be catching it for the first time.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is you have to find the light every day. I don't want white light's not the correct word I'm thinking of, but the joy.
No, but I get what you're saying.
The joy in it. Because if you could walk around bitter or sour all the time, it's just that's what you're gonna be.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I've had experiences, and people listening will have had some too, was like if you're in a job that you don't like and you go to work cranky and you're, you know, it's not fun, and I've been there. It's not fun, and it's not, we don't look forward to it. And it's kind of like we get the energy of that takes on a life of its own, really, and we go to work unhappy. You're just waiting for the weekend. And what I've seen and what I've experienced is the more you can bring your best to that job, just as it is, in a way it's like accepting what is right now, definitely accepting, which is not easy for us. But the way to do that simply, the most simply, is to say, okay, I will bring the best to this job. And that can be as simple as, I will smile at everyone I see at work today. And those little things like that can change your experience in the day and actually bring things that you don't expect. And that alone can open the door for you to find the next job that's more aligned with you. It's those kinds of things that I don't think we were really taught how to open the door energetically to those things. We get really caught up in not liking it.
Yeah.
Or in, well, nothing can change. Nothing will change. We don't even believe that transformation can happen.
No, it's tough to believe that, you know, you believe that the next day something better will happen for you. But I think we both had examples, because how we met. Once we removed that from our lives, everything started to get better. Well, in that particular realm, I mean, you had more free time to work on what you were working on, and my product took off like wildfire after that.
Yeah, and for you, I think you're such a good example, because your focus is so laser-like, and your focus is always on make this better, improve this, I want the best show, and there's nothing usually in you that says, oh, I can never have that, that's never going to work. It's like, to me, it's that focus on the vision with, you know, without being attached to how it has to happen. That's where we can get bunged up as well, when we want to strategize every step and say, this is how it will happen, and this is going to be the result. I believe when you open up to those synchronicities that show up, you know, the unexpected connections or opportunities that you know are right to follow, and you have to get sometimes a little discerning, because I can like glittery distractions, but
I've got another story for you that I want to tell you for the first time.
Oh, tell me. Do tell.
A friend of the show, C.L. Parker, published a couple books with a very small publishing house or by herself. I don't remember. But she just put them out there because she believed in them, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
She got signed by Random House and is now in Target because she believed in herself enough just to put the first ones out there.
Yes, and that's funny when you think of Random House. How random is that?
But it just blew up. Like, you know, it's been on the USA Today bestsellers list, and it just took off.
Yes,
but you have to take that first step and believe in the confidence, and instead of saying, "Well, I'll just wait for them to come to me," now you got to put the first one out, and maybe it's not the road you wanted to take, but at the end of the day.
And I love that story because it is perfect. And what I've seen happen, and I've experienced this too, at times over the past few years, I guess, where it's kind of like, oh, I get in a space where, okay, I don't know the next step. Like, I just don't know. So instead of getting all in angst over it, because I could, it's like, okay, just slow down and just, you know, be with it. And there's always a next step if you slow down and just pay attention. It's like if you've got your vision, even if you don't have your vision, but you want, like, that freedom and joy in life, slow down and start listening. Well, how can I bring some of that into my life right now, just the way it is? Like, what's one little step I could take right now that would move me in that direction? And it can be really little, simple, silly things like, oh, at lunchtime, I really need to take a 10-minute walk just to get moving. Because, you know, it's kind of like moving energy at the same time as you're moving. It can be that simple. Or it can be something a little random, like, you know what, I've got to email that person and just tell them how much I really like their work and kind of reach out to them. Who knows what it'll be? It's different for everybody. But don't hold yourself back from any little thing, not from a strategic point of view, but from an inspired moment. Like, don't hold yourself back, and don't back down with, you know, when you've ever, this has happened to all of us, I know it, you get really excited about an idea,
mm-hmm.
and then you shut it down with all the buts, like, oh, well, I don't know how to do that, well, I don't have the money for that, well, I don't have this. So what you're doing is that inspired excitement, you're shutting it down, you're putting a lid on it. We've all done that.
Yeah, and the thing is, once you get that idea, and then you hit that roadblock, you've got to figure out how you're going to get to point. You've got to move point A back a little bit then, so you can get the money or find the time or
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because, I mean, I've done a lot of things when I didn't have the money, but in the end, it got paid for, or the money came, or I didn't have to strategize the whole thing once I said yes to something and moved forward. So don't stop yourselves. That's all I mean, I can't, you know, that's all I can say. Don't stop yourselves and don't shut it down. There may be days, we all have them, where we're a little low energetically. So notice that. And, you know, there are ways to feed ourselves when we're low, like just for some it's meditation, for some it's sitting with stones, for some it's sitting with cards, for some it's going and sitting on the park bench, feeding the ducks, whatever it is, whatever it is. Like, it's kind of like really nurture yourself to move in this direction, because it's not the norm. And lately, the past few years, with the, I'm going to say there's a new energy on the planet that is, there's more light coming onto the planet. And we're noticing all the things that have been put away in the dark are rising up, which is why people are experiencing more, I'll say crap, because anything that's not aligned with where we're heading, the direction we're going in, is going to show up, which means it's just saying, you know, see me, acknowledge me. I'm here, finally, acknowledge me, instead of shoving me away and ignoring me so that I just stay like an incomplete circuit. It's like time to complete the circuits, guys.
And I've noticed
that's the way to let it go.
And I've noticed, because we're more connected today than we were yesterday to everybody.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
It seems that it's easier, like, to connect with people.
Yeah.
On that superficial, easy level. But it's also harder to connect with people on a deeper level.
Well, it's interesting what you're saying, because I think that's part of what I've certainly experienced as well, because there are a lot of us, we want the deeper connection. We want to feel that, and we know it's here, and it's in us, and it's available, but then there's still the other, kind of the old way that is less, it's more superficial, like you say. But that, it's kind of a sign of where we're moving. And when you talk about how we're connected more easily, yes, there's the technology to connect. There's also an energy. I can feel it. I don't know if you have felt it. I wouldn't be surprised. Where when you're on your show with your audience, your listeners, or even with guests, you know, and I've done this with group calls, I mean, you don't feel like you're alone in your room with your headset. You kind of feel like you're in the circle.
Yeah. You feel,
and that's
part of something that's bigger than what you're doing.
Yes, and that is unity, oneness, what we're moving into. And now some people haven't felt it, but a lot of us have felt it. So I love, like that experience, I can be sitting in my living room alone and have that when I'm working with stones or my essential oils or doing some writing. I mean, I feel that a lot. And you get it. I knew you would have gotten it because of the work you're doing who you are.
I feel people are trying, because we've got so tuned out to everybody. Now we're trying again to find that sense of community, even though it's a different community than their traditional sense of community. If it's because the paranormal community, or the, you know, whatever community it may be, whichever one, you know, spiritual, whatever one it is, we're trying to find like-minded people.
Yes.
Because they're not necessarily in our community anymore, or we don't know where to find them because everything's so different now. Because people don't talk about things like that anymore, or a number of things, not just paranormal things, but. Used to be, if you wanted to be a writer, you'd go down and hang out at the library and read books, and other people would be there. But now, with the internet, you can get your books on your Kindle and never go to a library.
That's true. That's true. And I noticed since I moved back to Toronto, Ontario, Canada, where I am, since I came back, I really kind of, I didn't get out in the community as much as I would have thought I would to engage with real live people. But looking at the last couple years, I think it was, this may sound strange, but it was kind of like part of my journey to experience oneness, the oneness or the unity or the or that field of oneness where you might not be with the people. And you know how you can be in a crowd and be lonely?
Oh, yeah.
But
or,
yet...
Or you try to engage somebody, like a cashier or a waitress, or who, you know, you try to be very... I always try to be outgoing with people like that, especially because I worked in retail for a number of years. I understand the pain that sometimes a customer, you know, so you try to be, you know, upbeat with them, and sometimes it's like, I just wasted my time.
They're sometimes, just, but other times, don't you have the great experience by doing that?
Oh, yeah. It's much better to be that way than the other way.
Yeah, I've had wonderful conversations in, you know, grocery checkout lines with people who didn't look very happy, but it ended up being just wonderful. So it's, again, like I said, if you don't like your job or you have no patience in a lineup, it's like smile at people. You could make their day and see what happens to yours. And we really do need, I think, to start with those simple things that anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. It's not rocket science. But,
good.
You know, we've all been around people that you talk to them and it's such a downer. It's like you want to get away because it's not fun and it's not uplifting and it's not whatever. I don't want to be one of those people. I just don't want to. I have compassion for that.
Now, can I ask, now I'm going to steer this kind of a little bit here. When you, do you find people that find you, and this sounds kind of weird, but because you're a more of a happy, magnetic person, do those type of people seek you out? Does it, you know, because it seems like there are times where I just, there's days where I go around and everybody that I come in contact with is in a better mood than I, you know, when you woke up in the morning, you'd say, yeah, you know, it's going to be a crapshoot day, but everybody that you come in contact with is in that better frame of mind?
Yeah. Yes, and I do have days where I get quite a few calls or requests on Facebook, you know, can you talk to me? It's those kind of days where, and I see that. You said, what was the word you used? Magnetic?
Yes.
One thing I see, the more that you know yourself and the more in integrity you are with your vision and the more that you do let go of judgment, usually starts with judging ourselves, but let go of judgment and just move through the day with that focus and that integrity, you become more magnetic. You know, people do seek you out. And they seek you out because they need what you walk with. It's like they need you, what you bring to them, which usually makes their day better, right?
Right.
And that's why they're reaching out. They're not reaching out for anything else. So, yeah. And I've noticed that in my own life. And, if I have a bad day, and there was one a couple months ago where I was, you know, ripping the heads off of people, what do you call them, those people selling stuff on the phone.
Telemarketers, yeah.
Telemarketers or, I can't even remember. But I was ripping heads off, really. And I felt horrible. And I hung up one phone call and I went, oh, my God, I don't even like myself. Like, I don't like being like this. And it was so true because it meant every experience throughout the day was awful for me, and I wasn't making anybody else's day better. So it was quite funny. I don't know what happened. It was like just a huge constriction, and I had to just like, whew, let that one go. Because I knew it was me. Like, I don't blame the telemarketers. I don't blame others. If I'm like that, it's all me.
Yeah, and that's another thing we have to realize, that it starts with you. You have to be accountable for yourself.
Yes, and I work with this as well with people, because we can lean to victimhood, you know, poor me, victimhood, all my circumstances led to this. At the same kind of, we repeat patterns, you know, the same, oh, it happened again. We can all go there, but that doesn't help us move forward. That kind of keeps us, not kind of, keeps us tied to old patterns and keeps our, it's hard to change your beliefs when that has been experienced over and over, but that's what is being asked of us, to let that go, because nothing new can come. So it's a little bit mystical, a little bit magical, but it's part of what I help people do, because it's so easy to say, oh no, that can't work, I've tried that 15 times. Well, then maybe you'll do it a different way. You don't have to follow the same steps. But you know what I mean? It's easy if you've had certain situations repeat, it's easy to start falling into that, I do call it victimhood. Like, let's take responsibility, and I even say, if I created what I see around me in my life, the circumstances, then I can create something new, but I have to dig into that trust and faith and really vision. I really have to keep my eyes focused on the vision and keep my activity focused on the vision and in line with it. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I see now I've got a kind of, it's not quite the story that I'm spinning off your story, but I'm going to tell you this story because I feel the need to tell you at this point. The other day, I was, you know, I've been out of town for the last week, and I got lost. My phone took me to the wrong place, and I was kind of upset with my phone. I know that sounds horrible, but you know,
I think it's very funny.
It is. It is funny now, but at the time, I was so mad because, you know, I got lost for 45 minutes. I didn't have any idea where I was. Da 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 da. I was mad at my phone. You know, meanwhile, I know, you know, I personally would tell you it's not the phone's fault. It was my fault. I didn't put the right stuff in. Right?
Oh,
anyways.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So I was mad at my phone that day. So I get out of the car the next time, and I drop my phone, and then the screen breaks.
Oh, my gosh. You love that phone. Yeah, I get that.
And
that's a really good
So the lesson of that day was? I like my phone.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. I totally understand that one because it's happened for me with just computer issues or and it's like if you're really frustrated and constricted, you know, when you feel tight.
Yeah.
And like when you were mad at your phone. Yeah, it actually it's the energetics of things.
So it said to me, you know what? Fine. Go without it.
I know.
And I did for
I know.
I did for a couple of hours, and I went and got it fixed because I couldn't. I can't. I'm addicted. I'll admit it. I'm addicted to my phone. I like checking my email, like talking on Facebook. I tweet. I'm addicted to it.
I do like that story. And, you know, you work with the paranormal. It's
mm-hmm.
all just energies.
Yeah.
It's all just energies. They're real. You know it. I know it. Your listeners know it. There are lots of different energies. And you do your work with integrity, and I would say love, like respect, love, for the people involved, the human people, and for the paranormal energies and spirits.
You've got to respect others if you want them to respect you.
Yeah.
See, why are we having this conversation? That's simple, right?
Well, you would think. But even in us, like I'll catch myself when it's not. When I'm constricted or judging other people, because we all get that way at times. So it's really like I have to catch myself and say, uh-oh, wait, find the compassion. I often have to tell myself, find the compassion, because it's just not something, we're just not used to it. I think we've been really used to blaming other people, blaming situations, whatever, circumstances, blaming government, blaming education system. I mean, we can find any topic, anything to blame. So what happens if we say there is no blame? I get to create, truly create whatever I want to focus on, then why would I spend my time in blame? It's like a waste of my day.
Yeah, and here, okay, so let's finish the phone story. Now we've kind of had this conversation. So I broke my phone, and I had to go get it fixed. I had to find an Apple store and found one. Thankfully, it happened while I was on vacation, not while I was at home, because the Apple store was closer. Right? So we go to the mall the Apple store's in and have a lovely dinner that we never would have had if I hadn't broke my phone. See, so I learned my lesson and got rewarded for paying attention to what's going on around me.
Absolutely. And you caught it. Like, some people don't catch it.
Yeah.
Like you said, I like my phone.
I like my phone. I shouldn't have never been mad. It wasn't, you know, it was just so stupid that I was, you know, mad about it. And then it's like I said, and that's true of anything though. It's like true of people, especially on Facebook.
Yeah.
I love, you know, the drama that goes down on Facebook is remarkable.
Oh, I know.
I'm guilty of this. I tend to be a quick-witted, sarcastic son of a... Anyways. So I'll say something, and somebody will take it totally the wrong way. And next thing I know, I'm getting hate mail and getting blocked and deleted. And I'm like, whoa, wait. What?
Right.
I can't even remember what I said because I just was being flippant.
I know, because I know that you have that in you. And so it's funny that when you do that... Well, that's the other piece of it. Facebook's a good example then. It's how we express ourselves, but then it's also, do we take things personally? Because for me, part of moving forward is to not take things so personally. Like, the only thing personal to me is my life and how I help other people. But other than that, does it matter? I don't have to convince anyone. Nobody has to agree with me. Now I think with your business, with your, you know, radio, I think it actually might help you to be that way, you're kind of, provoking controversy, which brings attention.
Yeah.
That's how I see it with you.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not intentional. It's just me.
Just you.
Well, see, you know, I don't set out to create these fires. Sometimes it just happens.
Yeah, but I just, what I do admire about you is how you really notice. I mean, even if you provoked a fire or lit a fire, you know, if you thought, like, that's the thing with you. If you thought you shouldn't have posted something, you would say, oh, I shouldn't have posted that.
Yeah, and I'd leave it there, and the next post would be, I shouldn't have posted that, but guess what?
Yeah.
It is
exactly
what it is. No, it's up there. I hate people to delete stuff. It's just annoying.
Well, and that's because you are very authentic. Like, you're very transparent, very authentic. If people get to know you, that's just who you are. But I do see a lot of people taking things very personally that perhaps isn't theirs to take personally, which sounds strange. But if your eyes and your actions are all focused on your own vision or moving forward or just moving into joy, you don't have time for that nonsense.
Oh, you don't.
Like you don't get involved in that stuff.
As much, like I just admitted to you, I love that stuff. I'm addicted to it.
I know.
But I don't get involved with the drama or the hate. I don't have time for that. I'd rather send a message to you or Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about you tonight, buddy. And...
Yeah,
you know, all this stuff. I'd rather be the positive, find these people that can do great things for me, and build them up, or send a message to somebody I know that, hey, they're dealing with this at home, and now they can. They can use a message, or you see somebody going, you know, they're doing the wrong thing, like whatever it may be, and you got to say, hey, look at it again before you put both feet in that fire.
Right. Yeah, and you're good too, because you'll send little messages on Facebook, just, you know, the little things you get intuitively, or little questions, or just how you doing. Like, you're so good at that. But yes, I think there is something about where, well, there is, I'm not, I always say think, no, I know, where we place our attention or focus, it just grows. We will see more of it. So in that way, it's a real choice. You know, how do I want my, how do I want to spend my day? What do I want to be focused on? And what kind of activity do I want to be doing? Is it that? Is it on negativity and judging things and getting all riled up? I think we get really addicted to the drama of it.
Oh, there's no doubt. And there's tons of people out there that they go seeking the fire. They're like Smokey the Bear.
Yeah, because it's like a high. Like you get an adrenaline rush from it, and you know you can get that same. It's a rush or it's excitement. But it's through the vision and through the synchronistic phone calls or opportunities that you get or information that comes unexpectedly. That's the real high.
Yeah, that's
much more than the drama. Yeah.
Last show I did. I almost said last week, but I took a week off.
Yeah.
How rare is that? How rare is that, by the way? If you don't believe me, go look it up.
That's shocking.
My guest, David Cass. I met him via a show. We were booked, but, I mean, we're totally strained not connect, you know, wouldn't make a good show, in my opinion, but, of course, the host admitted to drinking on the air, so I guess,
oh, yeah.
You know, anyways.
Well, he's straightforwardly honest.
Yeah, he was brutally honest about it. And then he started attacking David about his method, which I can see his point, but then again, David came on and told him what his method was, and he just accused him of trying to sell a book, and I'm like, whoa, wait a second, guys. He just told you what it was. If he was trying to sell a book, he would not tell you all the stuff he told you. He would say, go buy my book over and over again if you want more information about this.
Yes, yes. That's so, very interesting. What was your take on the whole thing, then?
The whole theory? Here we go. There is something to it. I know you can transfer energy from hand to hand. I know that.
Right.
I've experienced it.
I
flattened a little bit. I didn't flatten it completely, but I, you know, only did it for so long. It probably could flatten your pump. I get that. Now, as for curing cancer and all those other things, well, the jury's still out on all that. I have no, that's above my pay grade to know or even try to understand.
Right.
But you were talking about the paranormal and the injury and all that stuff. Yeah, you can. I worked with a shaman for a while who almost burnt my hand passing energy between his hands. Yeah, there's something to that.
I can really feel it. Yeah, that's interesting what you're saying, too, because what happened that I did not expect, because I've been using these Young Living Pure Essential Oils for over a decade just myself because I love them, and they are medicinal grade. But what happened last year that I didn't expect was I was on a show with someone who uses stones, gemstones, and she's a healer and a psychic. And we started talking. I don't know how the oils came up, but her stones started talking to her. And it was like they wanted to work with the oils and because they're all very alive. I mean, they've got their own energy. They're alive. And so what happened after that was I was getting requests from people through Facebook or whatever. This is nothing I've ever advertised or offered. They wanted it, you know, healing. They wanted the, so basically it's a transfer of the frequency of the oil to the person. Well, we're not in the same room. We're not touching hands. But again, it's that field where you are together even though you're in separate locations. And things that happened were, I was quite surprised. I had no idea that healing would happen. So kind of goes with what you're saying because you can feel that heat or that energy or that and we don't have to be in the same room and we don't even have to be hands-on.
No, it's remarkable.
Who knew?
It's remarkable what can happen.
It is. And so I think too that we're seeing more and more of it, and probably I would imagine in your work with your paranormal investigating and the team. Now, I don't know this, but are you seeing new kinds of things happen?
You know, the funny thing is, truthfully, I'm going to be truthful with you, because
yeah.
I haven't investigated in 8 months.
Oh, okay. So it's been a while. Well, I'm curious if you get out again.
Oh, it'll happen. And like I said, I've said it before on the show, and I'll say it now because we're in that kind of moment. I don't pay to investigate. I don't seek investigations. I don't. If somebody needs help and they come to me, and I'll help them. That's it.
Yes. Yeah, I knew that.
So
well,
I wanted to say it because
we
are in that
moment.
So.
Yeah, and I'm just curious to see if you see anything kind of different, because you would notice. You would know.
Oh, I have noticed the world is different. And the funny thing for me is it seems quieter on my end, which is weird.
Oh, that's amazing to me that you said that. Say that, because now maybe I'm not talking the same thing. What I've been experiencing this year, I was trying to tell someone, it's more like the end of last year, the energy was kind of building a momentum. This year, it went, I don't like the word flat. It kind of felt more like a void, but mm-hmm. not empty, but not like a rolling momentum. It was very different, a very different feeling for me of that. I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
I would equate it to, I'm just guessing here, I would equate it to the calm before the storm. I'm assuming there's a storm behind this.
Because to me, it's not like nothing's happening. It's just a different kind of energy that I'm not used to. And it's, even though I call it a void, it's not empty. It's like something is happening that I just can't see yet. So that would make sense, what you say.
Every once in a while, I'm good for that.
It would. Yeah, that kind of fits what I'm feeling. And I'm liking it because it's just, I'm also kind of curious. So I'm just going with it. It's like just different.
Yeah. I thought maybe I'd become too at peace with myself, or I don't want to say turned it off, but I've been busy with the show and the family and all that other stuff, so I haven't spent necessarily as much time on that end of stuff as I have in the past.
I don't know, because I think that you start to bring it in, like when you're with family, when you're...
I don't think it's
not separate. I think you just walk that way sometimes.
And as I know, as you've talked to a number of mediums as well, you don't turn it off, no matter how much you try, so...
No, it's not to... It's interesting when there is no longer... There isn't a real separation between, so to me, it's just those things you notice during the day or those little messages you might be inspired to send... That's all just part of it, I think. And to be at peace with yourself, that's like wonderful blessing.
Yeah, I'm there some days. It's better than it was a year ago, but it's not. You know, I won't frame myself in that frame of mind. But I enjoy life a lot more today. So
that's awesome. That's pretty cool. I want to share something if I could.
Go
with
for
your
it.
People. There's something coming up. I think it starts the 28th of this month. It's called the 21-Day Get Moving Challenge, and it's free. And it's with a woman named Nicole Kellerman. And I'm going to stick the URL in chat.
You're going to stick Earl in the chat. Sweet.
Yeah, I'm sticking Earl in. 21daygetmovingchallenge.com for listeners. And I'm sharing it because it's free, and it's basically if you're feeling – you just want to get moving. Now, for me, moving the body, it goes hand in hand with moving energy, and it gets things kind of rolling. And I've been a real slug this winter. It was a cold, bitter cold, long winter. So I feel kind of like a slug. And there are prizes with this challenge. So go sign up at 21daygetmovingchallenge.com. And one of the prizes is a seat in my program for summer, Unleashing the Shameless Woman. Somebody's going to win a seat in that program. So I'm just saying.
And smooth transition. I know that you have the, there's another program, the Entrepreneur Spirit. There we go. Took me a minute to find it in my notes. So tell us a little bit about both of them. What you've got. We'll go to KimberlySimon.com and look the stuff up.
Yeah,
but go ahead and give me
Yeah, I just put KimberlySimon.com in the chat room as well. And Kimberly is KimberlySimon, Simon.com, or you won't get to me. Go to KimberlySimon.com if you're interested. Sign up.
No,
for
just
the
go anyways. I'm telling them to
go. Yeah, go anyway. Go anyway. and sign up for the newsletter because I'm bringing in a lot of new things this year that aren't in place yet, but they're getting in place. There's going to be more, you know, videos. There's going to be different, more free things for people. I do group calls now for free for my subscribers, but you'll get information about this kind of thing, the challenges, where you can win prizes, and I am doing this summer, Unleashing the Shameless Woman this summer. It's a 7 or 8 week program, depending. Basically, it now, obviously, this particular program is for women, but it's really about acknowledging the parts of yourself you've denied. It's about shining the light in the dark because it lives in our body. And a lot of times when we do shut down our excitement or when we hold back from things, it is very related to what we've buried that we think we dealt with. Like, it's kind of funny. It's like, I dealt with that. What are you talking about? I dealt with that. Really? Then why? It's still influencing your choices and decisions to this day in an unconscious, subconscious, unconscious way. So let's get conscious because there are gifts in there. Like, now, I'll go to extreme. It, you know, if you were abused as a child and you shut down and you put things away because it was painful, shameful, humiliating, hurtful, and we've all had those experiences. You don't have to be abused to have those. And you shove them down, wrap them up, because you don't want to feel it and you don't want to – well, you don't have the tools. You don't know how to deal with it when you're a kid. So you kind of carry on through life, but you never – completed that circuit. It got shoved away. Your strengths, your gifts, the things you walk with that have the most meaning are also intermingled in that dark. It's like you can't bury the junk without also capping that joy. So what we do through the program is it's kind of like, let's just take a peek. You don't have to stay there. You know, you don't have to sit there forever, but let's find out what got buried and let's free that up and just dissolve the old patterns that are holding you back. That's what it's all about. And that's what all my work's really about. And for entrepreneurs, yeah, because I have, when you have an entrepreneurial spirit and especially when you're heart-centered, I've seen so, it's the same thing. The only thing that holds people back, I mean, look at it this way. Is it from love or fear? And that seems a little silly, but if I have doubt, it's like ask yourself, am I feeling this from a place of love? Am I feeling this from something related to fear? Anything that holds you back or brings doubt or stops you does not come from love, doesn't come from being love. You can use other words, but it's self-worth, it's love, it's nurturing yourself. It's truly knowing who you are and recognizing your own value, and that's where we're at. It's like I don't think we've recognized our own beauty, our own value, what we really are here to share with other people. That's what my work is about. So it's not hard. It's not hard at all. I think it's a lot harder to do it the old way, where we just we keep strategizing, struggling. Like we kind of get an affinity to struggle and to, you know. So let's get out of that.
It's tough once you get locked into that pattern of, oh, it hasn't worked before, or mm-hmm. you know, that whole mess of things.
Yeah, and what you walk with, the gift you were born to share, that it. Here's what I found. It is so natural for you. It's so natural and so easy that you dismiss it. You overlook it. You don't even realize. You don't recognize it. But through some explorations, you can start to find it. and recognize it again. But it's like it's too simple. It's just, well, how could that be? You know, it's too simple. Nobody would pay me for that. It's too easy. I just do that. Yeah, you just do that. That's why let's package that. Like, let's take that into the world in a package so you can help more people and thrive doing it and help the ones waiting for you because it is so natural to you. Nobody else can do it.
Yeah, we've had this conversation and I haven't done it. But anyways.
Well, that's what it's about. And it's an ongoing journey. Like I said, as long as I'm breathing and walking, I'm going to keep, you know, there'll be more and more. But I think it just can pain me that people are holding themselves back so much and that I've done it. We've all done it because we didn't know. We didn't know. Once we know, then we can no longer do that. When you really know, then and you commit to bringing your natural gifts forward, you can't stop. And the reason you are so driven in your focus is because whatever your natural gift is, you're bringing it to this, and it goes hand in hand.
Well, it's good to know that I found it finally. Anyways.
Well, that's a form. Like, we get mixed up. It's like, that's a form of how you can bring it forward. We can, our natural gift, we can bring it forward in many ways, many jobs, many, you know, either self-employment or at your job, you can bring it forward. So don't mix that up. That's just a container for it. That's a way to share it. But what the natural gift is, most people aren't quite aware because it's too easy, too simple.
Well, throw that website out there one more time. I've got to get you off here pretty soon. So let's get that out there one more time. I know.
KimberlySimon.com, L-E-Y at the end of Kimberly. And the challenge, 21daygetmovingchallenge.com with Nicole Kellerman. 21daygetmovingchallenge.com, free, and you can win prizes. And one of the prizes is a seat in the summer, Unleashing the Shameless Woman.
Now, I want to thank you for coming on. And I'll have to call you later in the week, and we have to catch up about some other things, too.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure, always.
Well, I try. Finally, you've been on. I've known you for quite a while, and finally made the time to make you on. Get you on.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun, Jim.
All right. Talk to you soon.
And welcome home.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank Kimberly for joining me and being a great sport tonight. Okay. Tonight's sponsor is Spectrum Light, the best infrared eye reversers available. Significant illumination gains made with Sony's infrared camera, SpectrumState.com. Follow Spectrum State on Twitter at AU Paranormal on Twitter. And follow me at iTalk Paranormal, and you'll read some of the articles that Gary has wrote. And I enjoy them. I hope he writes some more so we can keep sharing them. Okay. Tonight's final thought. It's an interesting one. I have been kicking the tires on different things, different venues, different ideas. It seems to be a topic that everybody likes to talk about except me. The future of the report. We'll go to 2 hours, we'll go to two nights a week, we'll go to this, that, or the other. And after reflecting on it for a little bit this afternoon on my drive home, as you may have heard, I just got back this evening, the show is what it is, and that's not going to change. The Mallard Report is never going to change, gang. It's a one-hour show. That's what it is. That's what it's meant to be. Now, will I do a second show once a month, or every week, do a second show, or will I add this, or will I add that? Who knows what the future holds? But the report isn't changing. It is a one-hour show where I interview people, and I do call-in shows, and I keep it loose, and I keep it real. And I find that important. So, I hope you all enjoy it. If you have any questions or comments or things you think I need to know, or tips or ideas, what you want me to do. Should I do a second show? Should I do a second hour? Some other time? I don't know. But for the time being, I'm doing what I enjoy, and I'm going to keep enjoying it. So if you have any of those things you want to reach out to me, iTalkParanormal on Facebook and Gmail, on Twitter, go to italkparanormal.com if you can't remember any of those and send me a message via there. It's good times, guys. It's a really good time to be part of the show. The community, the Quack crew, is growing slowly but surely. And I value each one of them that take the time to tweet me. And I don't have the words to express how much their friendship means to me. But I hope they realize it does. And having been gone for the last 10 days and not tweeting with these people and not connecting with people on Facebook, yes, I am overly addicted to it. But then again, if I have to be addicted to something, I'd rather be addicted to helping people and talking to people than a lot of other things. It's not who you know. It's how you know them. And I hope that's what you take away from tonight's show. Take time to make somebody else's day. Send the random person a text message or a tweet or a Facebook message. We have so many connections nowadays that we often get lost in how many true connections we have. Smile, like Kim was saying, smile more, be more, mean more to other people. At the end of the day, that's all we really have is people. Because if the power goes out, I want you to be able to hold a conversation with somebody and not feel completely and totally awkward doing it. Right? Okay. Next week I'll be back with another lovely show. But until then, keep tweeting, keep talking, keep building connections, and be good. Good night.
Well, before we flip that on-air sign to the off position, a quick reminder. For all things about the report, previews, and reviews, go to italkparanormal.com.
If you're looking for a radio show where all things paranormal go, well, tune in and be in the know with Jim Mallard as your host. Come and see what lies beneath paranormal activity, the Mallard Report. Yeah, the Mallard Report.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.